Hello, welcome to Am I Old Yet? A series of short radio plays by Floyd Kennedy. Episode 6, Saving Grounds. Helen, are you all right? What's happened?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm so sorry to worry you. I was just having a stupid old woman turn in the kitchen.
Oh, well, as long as you're all right, I was just coming over to see you and I heard the scream. And, well, no harm done, eh?
Just my ego a bit bruised. So what did you want to see me about? Is everything okay?
Oh, yes, really good. So, Nana wants to have morning tea in the garden, and she wants to know if you'd like to join us, because we're allowed to.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to. What time?
Well, now, if you're free, it'll only take us about 10 minutes to get her down there. Do you mind bringing your own tea or coffee, or would that be tempting fate?
Oh, you know me so well. I'll see you down there with something.
Okay. Cheery bye for now.
Yes?
It's me, Mum. How are you?
Fine. Thanks, Janie. How are you?
I'm fine, too.
And?
And what?
Why you call me again? Didn't we speak, what, 2 hours ago? What do you want?
Well, really, Mum, can't I just call up to see if you're all right?
Of course you can, and I am still all right. Thank you for asking.
Anything new and exciting happening?
What? What sort of a question is that? What sort of new and exciting do you think could have happened to me in the past 2 hours?
Well, something new and exciting has happened to me, and I wanted to tell you straight away.
Oh, well, that's different. What is it? I'm all agog.
So you should be. Now, you won't believe it. I've had an email from Cousin Georgina in Australia.
Cousin Georgina? Oh, wow. Oh, that is exciting.
She wants us to meet up on Zoom in a week or two.
A week or two, you say? Oh, shiver me scrumpets. That's great.
Isn't it just? We haven't spoken since forever. It'll be so lovely to catch up with her.
Yes, of course it will. That's great. Just great. In a week or two, you say? Well, look, give her my love when you do. Oh, and don't forget to ask about your Aunt Marion. So? Is that it?
Yes, that's my big news.
Lovely. Well, thanks for sharing. Bye, darling. Talk soon.
And I'll see you on Friday for lunch. Bye.
There she is. Yes, here I am. Sorry I took so long. Had a phone call as I was leaving, so then I had to zap my cuppa. Tea or coffee? Tea this time. As you said, didn't want to tempt fate. So, how are you, Mrs. Hoffman?
Please call me Madeline. I'm extremely well. Thank you. And you?
Likewise, extremely well.
But you had an accident this morning, no? Did you hurt yourself?
Yes, I had what used to be called a senior moment.
Oh, but now it's a stupid old woman moment. Jenny told me. Come, sit here by me. 6 feet by me. Good. I want to know what's going on with you. Are you sure you're all right? Are your family looking after you?
They're trying to, Madeline. It's most annoying.
Yes, that happens too. But you're a strong person, so Why did you want to think to know if I think I am old yet?
Oh, straight for the jugular as ever, Madeline. Well, oh, let me explain, if I can. It's the word old that's bugging me, because it seems to bug everyone else if I use it. As if old has to mean only negative things like out of date or useless.
At death's door, yes. I know what you mean. Whereas it's also an age range without fixed numbers like any other age range.
You've got it. Now, if young people can go around saying, as a young person, as an excuse for their ignorance, why can't I say, as an old person, as an excuse for my whatever I need an excuse for?
Oh, yes, of course. We all need an excuse now and then. But tell me, Helen, when you had your senior moment this morning, did you feel old or stupid?
Well, it was pretty stupid. I was making coffee with the pot on the stove and I was so carefully watching it. And I put the tea strainer by the side of the cooker so it was handy when the coffee bubbled up. And I turned off the gas and carefully picked up the pot because the handle was quite warm. And then I picked up the strainer and I held it over the sink while I poured the coffee through it, thus saving the grounds while the coffee ran down the plug hole. I call that pretty stupid.
Indeed, I agree.
Thank you.
But why stupid old woman? Did you never do anything like that when you were a young woman? When you were a child?
I see what you mean. You're absolutely right. I have been doing stupid things all my life.
And what did you call yourself then? Did you say to yourself, oh, you stupid child? Or, oh, you stupid young woman? What did you say? Jenny, what was it Harry said yesterday when he couldn't remember where he left his glasses?
He said he was a proper twat.
And what did you say to that?
I said, if we're going to be honest, you're a proper foul-mouthed twat.
Well done, you.
And she said it in a very dignified way, too.
She gets that from you, Madeline.
Oh, I don't think so. I gave up being dignified when I was 14 years old.
Really? Why was that?
It was a boy at school. He was trying to tease me, saying, Maddie, Maddie, oh, you are so dignified. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, your hair is so neat, and you always answer the teacher so politely. You're dignified like old people. I thought, well, we'll see about that. So after that, when my mother put my hair in braids around my head in the morning, I would walk out to go to school and undo it, letting it float like feathers around my face.
And the teacher?
I kept on being just as polite. That was important to me. I didn't like rude people then, and I still don't. The odd rude word doesn't bother me. So.
And the boy?
Oh, him. I married him eventually. We came to England together. I still miss him.
Of course you do.
I need to go inside now, darling Jenny. Will you call Harry to help me?
Thank you so much for inviting me to join you.
Not at all, my dear. I always enjoy our little chats. Oh, that reminds me, your question. I will tell you my answer. It is this. I was always old. I realized that when Mishka said it when I was 14. I was born, about 45 years old already. And I still am. When I reached 45, I understood that I was, at last, the right age for me. It fitted me. So there is your answer. And here is Harry. Pass me my stick, darling.
Sure, Nana. Here you are. Bye, Helen. See you later.
Bye. So I was right. Sort of. But hang on. 45 isn't old, it's middle-aged. So that doesn't work. Oh, well. Back to the drawing board, as they say. That was episode 6, Saving Grounds of Am I Old Yet? By Floyd Kennedy. It was recorded, performed, and produced by me, Floyd Kennedy. The music is by Joan Melton. If you're enjoying the program, please share it.